DeepEnglish.com.
During 1 week in 1946, 14,000 babies were born in Britain. How many babies were born? 14,000 babies were born. When were they born? They were born during 1 week in 1946. Where were they born? They were born in Britain. From their first breath to old age, scientists have tracked and recorded the lives of each one. From when to when were the lives of each one tracked? From their first breath to old age, the lives of each one was tracked. Who has tracked and recorded the lives of each one? Scientists have tracked and recorded the lives of each one. New cohorts of babies have been added multiple times over the decades. What has been added? New cohorts of babies have been added. Were they added once? No, they were not added once. They were added multiple times over the decades. At this point, there are 5 generations participating in the study. Are there 6 generations participating in the study? No, there are not 6 generations participating in the study. There are 5 generations participating in the study. And the total number of participants is 70,000 and counting. What is the total number of participants? The total number of participants is 70,000 and counting. That adds up to a boatload of data. How much data does that add up to? That adds up to a boatload of data. It's enough data, in fact, that the research has generated over 6,000 academic articles and books. Has the research generated under 6,000 academic articles and books? No, the research has not generated under 6,000 academic articles and books. The research has generated over 6,000 academic articles and books. These are some of the best-studied humans in the world. Are these some of the best-studied humans in the world? Yes, these are some of the best-studied humans in the world. Science journalist Helen Pearson says that this research tells us a lot about how children develop and how we can be better parents. What is Helen Pearson? Helen Pearson is a science journalist. What does she say this research tells us a lot about? She says this research tells us a lot about how children develop and how we can be better parents. Pearson is the chief magazine editor of Nature, the world's most prestigious science journal. What is she the chief magazine editor of? She is the chief magazine editor of Nature. What is Nature? Nature is the world's most prestigious science journal. She is also a parent. Is she also a parent? Yes, she is also a parent. Her interest in this study was both professional and personal. Was she interested in this study? Yes, she was interested in this study. Was her interest in this study professional? Yes, her interest in this study was professional. Was her interest in this study also personal? Yes, her interest in this study was also personal. Pearson says that the most important findings have to do with a child's first few years of life. What does Pearson say has to do with a child's first few years of life? Pearson says that the most important findings have to do with a child's first few years of life. Studies have found that children born into disadvantaged families are more likely to do worse in school and then get lower-paying jobs. Who is more likely to do worse in school? Children born into disadvantaged families are more likely to do worse in school. Are they more likely to get higher-paying jobs? No, they are not more likely to get higher-paying jobs. They are more likely to get lower-paying jobs. In fact, by the age of 3, poor children have been shown to be 1 year behind wealthy children on educational tests. By what age have poor children been shown to be behind wealthy children on educational tests? By the age of 3, poor children have been shown to be behind wealthy children on educational tests. How far behind wealthy children have they been shown to be? They've been shown to be 1 year behind wealthy children. Worse, studies show that they often grow up to not be as healthy. What do studies show? Studies show that they often grow up to not be as healthy. They have higher rates of obesity and high blood pressure. Do they have lower rates of obesity? No, they do not have lower rates of obesity. They have higher rates of obesity. Do they have higher rates of high blood pressure? Yes, they have higher rates of high blood pressure. In old age, their memory tends to fail them earlier, and they often die sooner. What happens to their memory in old age? Their memory tends to fail them earlier in old age. Do they often die sooner? Yes, they often die sooner. The good news is that parenting can turn this around. Is there good news? Yes, there is good news. What can turn this around? Parenting can turn this around. The research data suggests that children can beat the odds if their parents show interest in their lives and express ambition for their future. Who can beat the odds? Children can beat the odds. How can they beat the odds? They can beat the odds if their parents show interest in their lives and express ambition for their future. Small things like listening to their children and responding warmly have a big impact. Does listening to their children have a big impact? Yes, listening to their children has a big impact. Does responding warmly have a small impact? No, responding warmly does not have a small impact. Responding warmly has a big impact. Reading to children every day, teaching them their numbers and letters, and showing an interest in their education were also correlated with later life success. Was reading to children every day correlated with later life success? Yes, reading to children every day was correlated with later life success. Was showing disinterest in their education correlated with later life success? No, showing disinterest in their education was not correlated with later life success. Showing interest in their education was correlated with later life success. Pearson has written an award-winning book about this groundbreaking research called The Life Project. Who has written an award-winning book? Pearson has written an award-winning book. What is the book about? The book is about this groundbreaking research. What is the book called? The book is called The Life Project. Ironically, researching the book was so time-consuming that she noticed that she was seeing her own children less and less. What was time-consuming? Researching the book was time-consuming. Who was she seeing less and less? She was seeing her own children less and less. Is this ironic? Yes, this is ironic. So, she made changes according to her findings. Did she make changes? Yes, she made changes. How did she make these changes? She made these changes according to her findings. She now has talking time with her children, just 15 minutes of discussion every night. What does she now have with her children? She now has talking time with her children. Is talking time just 15 minutes of discussion? Yes, talking time is just 15 minutes of discussion. How often does she have talking time with her children? She has talking time with her children every night. She listens to her kids, asks them about their days, shows interest in their lives, and tells them she believes in them. Does she listen to her kids? Yes, she listens to her kids. What does she ask them about? She asks them about their days. Does she show interest in their lives and tell them she believes in them? Yes, she shows interest in their lives and tells them she believes in them. Pearson believes we can learn a lot from science about how to raise children. What does Pearson believe we can learn a lot from? Pearson believes we can learn a lot from science. What can we learn about? We can learn about how to raise children. Even more important than listening to science, though, is listening to the children themselves. What is more important than listening to science? Listening to the children themselves is more important than listening to science.